Hi everyone, this is Mayra, and I'm going to select one of the questions you have on your assessment. Tell me about how you celebrate the month of December. Well, we do different pre-Christmas dinners within the family. We get our own and we go to see how the decoration is looking. On Christmas Eve is great because we do the dinner, we stay awake for until midnight, so we give the hugs and everything, and we kind of go to sleep around 2 a.m. on the 25th of December. We have a lot of fun and we love that season. After I'm gonna read this, now I'm gonna read this story real quick. As the pen fell forward to the floor, Amy watched it hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught that pen if Brian threw it to her from his greasy old hands. But she picked it up and wrote the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. This is the best route. Give your horse to his path and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We'll have cut a setup in the guest house for you. Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look of Brian's face when she did this sent a pin pricking sensation to her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he's my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time, and he's doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe. Brian nodded to her sister. He did not attempt to extend his calloused, dirty hand to her, but he smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.